Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Yeah, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Friday, let's do this. Here we go. Tim Calcami's going to join us in 2 hours. It's Friday, so we will have the frivolity. Dibs has got your higher or lower.
Yep.
We got all the picks for the weekend. Let's talk to you, though. What another weird night for the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. The good, the bad, the whatever. Like, I don't know how everyone feels coming out of that. No one wants moral victories in pro sports. That's stupid. But I'm much more into, like, the emotional side of Pat Spencer. I swear to God, I would have bet everything I've ever had in my life that this guy never would have been this kind of a subject on our show.
Yep.
He has been the number one name of the week. The Niners are on bye, so are all the Warriors stars, and the best athlete in the Bay is Pat Spencer. What on earth are we doing? This is ridiculous, but here's my thought, and I want to know, and I know Dibs, you want to know too. I would love to hear like what it is about Pat Spencer, maybe outside the obvious, that sort of caught your attention this week. And for me, it's the fact that he's not Brandon Pajemski and he's not Jonathan Kuminga. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. Like that's what this is. Like this is not just I wonder, do you agree with that? I don't think this is just a narrative on how Pat is playing and performing. I think it is all. It's also a narrative on what the other guys are not doing.
I guess. I think it's a narrative on three different things. And we talked before the show about the big three, the middle three, and the little three. And so I think that there are three different narratives. The big three, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, hurt and sick, hurt and now hurt again. And so the big three, if they all can play, darn it, this team is really good. The middle three, we'll put aside for a moment, and the middle three to me is Moody, JK, and Pods.
Yep.
And then the little three is more than three, but it's really, it's Gee, it's Quentin, it's Pat Spencer, it is anybody else who you don't expect to be anything special. So for me, I want to start last night with the little three, because the little three, which was the little five, that closing lineup yep. was 3 second-round picks, an undrafted, and Buddy Hield, who was the number 6 overall pick about a decade ago. That was your closing five, and boy, they closed. They almost closed the whole thing. They were fun. They were vibrant. They cared. They tried. They were good. So for me, before we get too down the road of like all the middle three, which is a problem. I do want to take a moment and just bask in three, because that was fun.
It was very fun. God, what an unfortunate putback, for God's sakes.
Oh, the chase down block was even worse.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you never should have been there.
Yeah.
You never should have been there for a chase down block. I hate chase down blocks. LeBron had one of those once upon a time.
Yep.
Yeah, like, it just, it never should have been there. You never should have been trailing. You had the game by the you-know-whats. And okay, right? It slipped away by, man, it sort of, for me, it ruined at least a little bit of what you're talking about. I think what you just said, that's the whole show today. If they just scored one more point than Philly did.
Get the ball inbound.
Just inbound the ball.
Yep.
But they didn't. And so it brings up all of those other juices, because I get it. Like, we're watching professional billion-dollar industry sports. Nobody wants to hear about the plucky little guys who almost won a game. Like, it's almost nauseating, to be honest with you. It is.
Well, especially considering what this franchise has been.
Exactly. You could be what's it cost to go to Chase Center for a game? For family.
$1.50 just to get in the door.
Okay. I'm gonna bring three kids, or I'm gonna bring my wife and one of the kids, or three of the, whatever. What's this gonna cost me? A G?
Yep. A G.
And we're out here like, but we almost won. Like, it's
gonna cost you a G.
It's not bad.
It's a Friday.
It's Friday, so it's a three.
Thank you.
So nobody wants to do that. I don't want to do that. If they had won, I would do that. Because you won. But you lost. You lost. So, yes, what happened. It takes nothing away from those five. They get all of that credit. But I still believe, even in the framework of what you're saying, the reason that they were intoxicating last night is because not just who they are, but who they aren't. That's why that was intoxicating. And by the way, real quick, I know you want to avoid the middle three for a second.
Yep.
Moody's catching strays today.
Agreed.
He does not deserve to be in the same sentence with the other two.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
Moses Moody wasn't great. He wasn't in that closing deal.
Fine.
He went 5-for-10, scored 14 points. He started. And when Moody doesn't play well, I largely think it's just because Moody didn't play that well today.
Right.
Not because his head is in Kalamazoo, which is where the other two are.
Well, I mean,
that's where they are.
If Kalamazoo is where Kuminga's agent lives, or if they have a pro team, then yeah, Kalamazoo. Kuminga's mind, in my opinion, is in 41 days from now, JK Day, Jan 15.
Jeez.
Because the way I see him playing, the way I see him carrying himself, he can't wait to again be out of here. And it's, I believe, 6 weeks from yesterday is the date. So the Pods one's a little bit different for me, because I think he's a little bit locked up on, like, who am I supposed to be? And when he doesn't play the way he should and he doesn't play well, he sat the whole fourth quarter. And so I don't know if he's like going in the tank because he's not playing well and he's not getting minutes. And here comes Melton and here comes Seth.
Yep.
And so he might be going down the rung. And, you know, he got his option picked up for next year, but he's looking at the same situation as Kuminga, really. Like, if he wants his bag, he's got to go out there and do things.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. And I know that's what you just said, that's a real thing. But nobody with the Warriors wants, that's not what we want everybody thinking about.
Bag searching?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Were you TSA?
But like,
you searching for bags?
Thank you. Again, it's Friday, so it's a three.
Appreciate it. Probably trying too hard early.
Yeah, we got a long show. But honestly, I get that every individual, just like Draymond said a couple of weeks ago, like, everybody wakes up and has an agenda. Everybody. You do. I do. Everybody listening, you do too. You've all got goals for the day and things that you want to achieve, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is when that agenda then is at odds with what the larger picture is trying to achieve. And right now, both of them are doing it. And what their reasons are for doing it, let me just sign up for I don't careville. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what your reasons are. I don't care if you want money. I don't care if you want out. I don't care if, because the big three are out, you're the next two who sort of feel like, well, that means that we run the show, at least temporarily. You don't. You don't. And it is just, it is a parade of poor decisions. And both, by the way, you want the fun stat for the day? In limited minutes for both of them, they still both tied to lead the team in turnovers last night.
Wow.
How about that?
I mean,
it is a parade of poor decision-making right now from both of them. And yes, probably different scenarios have led each of them to that moment. Is one more forgivable than the other? I don't know. And again, sign me up for I don't careville on that. It can't look like this. And if Melton and Seth Curry and Will Richard and other people want to come in and play the wings for this team when the top guys are out, so be it. Let's ride. And yes, Pat Spencer can be your new backup point guard instead of being your third string.
I guess. And I mean, you look at yesterday, and I'm not going to excuse Steve Kerr, and you could say what you want about his rotations and the development of young players or whatever. Yesterday, he played 14 people in that basketball game, and there was no garbage time in that game. And I know part of it was that Draymond got hurt. He played 9 minutes. GP2 only played 3 minutes. I don't know if it was just like, it's not your night. And, you know, his little brief 3 minute stint was, all right, Gary, it's not going to be your night, so we're not going to play you. But if you take those two out, he still played 12 other people, like real legit minutes. Trace got a little taste, but yeah, you got to the fourth quarter and he looked at it. And it's like, all right, we're going with this group. And the group did well, and he stayed with the group. And so that's where I look at the previous game where everyone was so mad that he pulled out Pat. This time he didn't. He rode that group all the way to the end.
And by the way, Steve spoke on that. We'll let you hear that. It's an important starting point for our conversation. So stay right where you are. I want you to hear what Steve said with regard to why this fourth quarter was a little different than Tuesday night's fourth quarter as far as sticking with Pat. And then, yes, we really want to hear from you. Like, what is it that is sort of catching fire with you about Pat Spencer? Is it more about what he is? Is it more about what he's not? 888-957-9570. Those of you on hold, we're coming to you. Your phone calls right now. Also, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, we're giving away 3 Warriors jerseys. And if you get over to YouTube right now, also coming up next, we'll let you look at them. But you've seen them, these the town jerseys, the brown ones, kind of milk chocolate brown ones that debuted on November 24th when the Jazz were in town. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler. We got one of each. The town jerseys up for grabs. One of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. It's also Football Friday, even here in the middle of the bye week, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. This is Willard and Dibs.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Edgecombe waiting, looking. Maxey trying to get free. Does so. Guarded by Melton. Down to 7 seconds. 6 seconds. He'll drive to the right. He'll put up a fadeaway jumper. It's up. It's no good. Tipped up and in with .9 to go. Buddy Hield will throw it in to Melton. He catches, lays a block away at the buzzer. No foul call. And Philadelphia has rescued disaster for themselves.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Thanks, Steve. So we'll go to the phones here in just a sec.
Yeah.
We always like to test our age sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
You and I are kind of close to the same age.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, so we're, you know, you're getting old, but how old are you? So then we...
Is it time to play how old are we?
How old are you? So, Grandy, I know Lucas, the answer will be no, but I mean, Lucas, you can weigh in if you want, but
yep.
Either of you know who Ronaldo Nehemiah is? Does that name ring a bell? Evan is in the other room too. You can weigh in. You guys are all... looking at me
the name
with complete
means something.
Blank stares. This is great.
I know a Ronaldo.
Yes, I bet you do.
Shout out the draw multiple. Today.
Yeah.
Which I should have had that be what's bugging me. Like, pull the names. Let's go. We don't need Lauryn Hill with a four-song set anyway.
FIFA is all... That's omnipresent. FIFA's bugging you. That's just omnipresent.
I thought it was tremendous.
Yeah, I bet you did. Anyone? Ronaldo Nehemiah?
No, I have no clue. Nothing?
Okay. So, Ronaldo Nehemiah was a wide receiver for the 49ers for a short period of time. I think, what, circa the 80s?
Yep.
Yeah. And
But first,
Ronaldo was a world-class track star. And he transitioned to become a, air quotes, wide receiver because he didn't ever become a really good one. But
this, and a kick returner.
Yeah, a kick returner. But this was kind of a Bill Walsh experiment, if you will. And it got some attention because it was like the dude was a world-class sprinter.
Yep.
This, like, Cheetah Tyreek Hill, you got nothing on this guy. Like, he was that fast, but very skinny, and he couldn't always catch the rock. But the reason we brought it up is Dibs is in here searching around for historical Bay Area comps.
Yeah, Pat Spencer. Yep.
And there's a number of ways to do that. And one of them, I popped into my head, Ronaldo Nehemiah, because I'm like somebody who was really good at another sport and then suddenly transitioned to one of the more mainstream sports.
Yeah.
And Pat Spencer is a world-class lacrosse player.
Yeah. And Nehemiah would have been a 1980 Olympian, guys, Grandy, right. but the boycott. And so he turned to football and he ended up catching 43 passes for 754, four touchdowns. And then he was expendable in 1985 when the 49ers drafted Jerry Rice,
Rice,
I think?
It's pronounced Rice. Yeah, Rice.
So, yeah, but that was the Nehemiah. And you said that during the break, and I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
You got a belly laugh out of it. I love what you just said. You're like, he would have been an Olympian in 1980, but, you know, the boycott. You know the boycott, right? Remember the boycott, Randy?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, the boycott. I remember the boycott.
I mean,
that's, by the way, that's where you're not, we're similar age, but when you go to that time of life,
fine.
That's when you get me. Because you were what?
You were 12 and I was five.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know about no damn boycott.
Right.
And I was five. I mean,
Nehemiah was there till 85, which was when you were, 12, and that was right at the, or 10.
Yeah.
The peak. Early Willard peak.
I was aware. Yeah. I became aware of 49er football in 1982.
Yeah, but.
At the Super Bowl.
Pat Spencer, two-sport athlete, like Bay Area guy. So that's kind of what we were looking for as far as a comp for what actually the heck is going on.
And the other thing is, so we're looking at this call board and we're coming to y'all. And we've described this before. So there's a board and it has your, when you call in, we see your names, the city, and then Lucas will put in just a few word blurb kind of about what you want to talk about. And I can't get over that you and I are doing afternoon drive on 95.7 The Game, and I got a board.
Yep.
That's like Pat Spencer, Spencer's leadership, Pat Spencer, Pat Spencer, like, or I can't.
Hey, it's Mark Willard here. It's K-Pat. K-P-A-T.
I can't.
Bay Area, it's Pat Spencer.
I just.
You can't play that enough.
I can't believe this is happening. Pat Spencer is the athlete of the week.
I mean, I can't believe it's happening either, but when you watch that game, the big takeaway was this dude is like, he doesn't think that he's anything other than that guy. He hits the three to go up five, and he turns around, and he's cussing out the entire city of Philadelphia.
One of my favorite moments of the year.
Oh, my God.
And Grandy will vouch for me on this. He and I have both, over our text chain, there's been a time or two this year where we've been pissed off at Pat Spencer because Pat will come into a game, and he's like, yeah, I think I can, take Jokic to the hole. Like, I'm going to drive right by him, and he won't, you know, like, Pat has this thought in his head where he's like, I can shoot over Wembanyama. Watch me. I'll do it. And he would try these things, and it would be ridiculous. But then suddenly this week, they're working.
Yep.
They're working. The guy's shimmy-shaking, shooting over Chet Holmgren. What is happening? But largely, it's not even about that. It's actually about simply the way he's running the Warrior offense. And running it seemingly in a much more effective and efficient way than all of the other people not named Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Eeyore in San Leandro. Hi, Eeyore. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Gentlemen, you know what? It's very important when you listen to what people say, right? It speaks volumes. I don't know if anybody saw this, but there was an interview with Pods. He was at the Santa Cruz Warrior game, and the halftime they interviewed him. I forget the gentleman's name who interviewed him.
Okay.
But this is what he asked Pods. He said, what have you been working on this summer? You know, everybody goes to the lab, per se. You know what Pods said? I thought he would say something like, I've been working on my dribbling, my jump shooting. That's what I would have loved for him to say. He said this, and the documented, you can go back and look at the interview. He actually said, I've been working on my leadership skills. What? We need you to work on your dribbling and your jump shooting, which maybe you could have done both, but you should have mentioned that. That bears mentioning. And one other thing, Pat Spencer, does anybody remember the interview where he says this? He says, I'm playing the best I've ever played. His words, not mine.
Yep.
And he meant what he said because it was true. He knew that, hey, I haven't played better than this. This is it. So hopefully it won't be a scenario where we see a Rollins type of evolving, where we see him from on another team, or the I can't remember the guy a couple years ago, it was Lamb and this other guy. He played for Cleveland last year. Can't think of his name. But hopefully we will remember how he's playing, and we also have to understand this. He's on a two-way, so he can't play every game. So let's remember that. You can't play him. He can only play so many games, so Steve has to manage what type of game he's going to put him in.
So, by the way, Eeyore, I'd like to, first of all, Ty Jerome is the person you're thinking of.
Ty Jerome.
Second of all, you've got some really good points we'd like to follow up on. Third of all, I want everyone to know the rule about this two-way contract and the 55 games.
Yep.
It's not about how many he plays. It's about how many for which he is active.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just a Steve Kerr, like, you got to, like, keep him on the bench. That doesn't matter. If he's active, that's a game. So if he's over there on the bench and he is active for the game, then no, put him in there. I don't want anybody thinking that, oh, the second they sub him in, you know, it's like a red shirt in college. Oh, crap, they burned his red shirt. No, I think the way that this is trending in the moment is they are going to keep playing him. And in January or February, you're going to see the team strike a deal or two that's going to send out more players than it brings back, and then Pat is going to get one of those spots. I think that's what they're probably going to end up doing.
If he keeps this up,
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, and you're going to have to free up a little bit of money because that's why they had to wait for Seth Curry because they didn't want to get up to the second apron, and then it totally handcuffs you on what you're trying to do if you're up in that second apron. So it is, financial gymnastics? You said that to Steve.
And for sure.
Steve was like, yeah, it's exactly what this is. But in the meantime, until he gets close to 55, yeah, you play him. because he plays hard. He's playing the way you want him to play. And you look at last night in the fourth quarter, JK, no minutes. Pods, no minutes. And Pat Spencer and Gee, they played all the minutes.
Yeah. So back to what he said about that interview with Pods. I didn't hear that. I wasn't watching the Santa Cruz game.
Gucci.
Boy, Pods loves to go to a game, doesn't he? But anyway, I told
him. Cash me out one time.
I completely believe that account of the interview, even though I didn't hear it, because it is indicative of what we're talking about. And here is my current belief. Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga are both living in the future. They're both living in their future. There's nothing wrong with that per se, but there's another way to say it, and Draymond said it 3 weeks ago. We probably should bring that sound back, guys. We probably should get Draymond's agenda bite again.
And I said that then, that it was as much about Pods as it was JK.
And I think you were absolutely right, because we have arrived at... thank God for granting me this moment of clarity.
I love it.
Okay? We have arrived at the moment of clarity with what Draymond was talking about. And it's both of them. And both of them have an agenda right now that is not fitting with the agenda of the team. So if Pods is working on his leadership, what does that tell you? He's preparing himself for 2028. And that's not what the Warriors need
right now. Right now, nope.
We don't even know if that's going to be your role then. We don't know if you're going to be on the team in March. So that would be, if I were Steve Kerr, and I'm sure he's done this, but the message to Pods and JK, let's do now. Let's do now. And you can worry, JK, about being an all-star, and Pods, you can worry about being the face of the Warriors some other day when that reality, though unlikely, becomes something that anybody around here needs. Right now, what this team needs is for both of you to be the role players that you need to be when Steph Curry is on the floor, and then the smart, temporary placeholders when he's not. That's it. That's now. Let's do now. They're living in a dream world.
Right. And I'm more concerned about Pods than I am JK.
That's fine.
I look at Kuminga, and ever since he got taken out of the starting lineup, a half a game later, he had bilateral knee tendonitis, and I believe it was real. His knees, I'm sure, hurt. He sat for the better part of a week and a half or 2 weeks, and since then, he's come back and played very me-centra. Jonathan Kuminga. There's been a lot of me in his game. Like, in the mid-range, I'm going to cook. Let me get the ball. I'm going to score. It hasn't been the same Kuminga we saw early in the year before the benching, so I'm more worried about Pods. Like, what happened to Pods over the last couple of weeks where it feels like even when he plays poorly, he doesn't shoot it well, he doesn't distribute well, whatever he doesn't do well, he still is out there contributing and doing positive things. But last night, they didn't even play him at all in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, again, before that late turnover when he subbed in for Spencer on Tuesday night, it was actually a pretty good game for Pods. He had played pretty well up until that point. He was the leading scorer for the Warriors in the game at that time. And so then he has an untimely turnover, and you know, here we are. And then he has this as a follow-up. I also think, and this is just me kind of reading you from listening to you so much, I think that you're less concerned about JK because you've already kind of mentally moved on.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even think there's a chance he's on the team in 2 months.
I don't anymore, and I'm going to say that I probably took a little bit of a premature victory lap after six games where you and I fought all summer about could it work or could it not work, and I told you it can work, and then it came out and it worked, and I was like, yeah, Mark, see, I know ball. Maybe you don't. It worked. It can work.
I bowed
it
down, too.
Yeah, and then you reverse course, and then after the last whatever 2 or 3 weeks, it's like, oh, man, it can work, but it's not going to work because if he doesn't want it to work, and like watching last night, it didn't seem like he was playing in a way that they wanted him to play. And I'm not saying that he's the reason they were down what was it, 25-5? I know it was 20-5 at one point.
27-5.
Yeah,
my God.
22-0 run.
30-10 at the end of the first.
It was not on Kaminga. It was on all of them.
No.
They all were bad.
There's no, yeah.
If you look at Kaminga's first quarter shots, there was a ton of 12-foot fallaways, early clock, mid-range. And so I just don't know if he is that interested in 6 weeks. I'm going to play my butt off for 6 weeks. I don't see it.
Yeah, but here's the other thing, and I was saying this to you in the other room. Like, anybody who thinks that Jonathan is acting basically alone, he's acting as a singular entity because he wants out, like, my question to him would be, how's it going?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do you think that right now you're making other teams want you? Do you think that your trade value is going up? And by the way, you're still here. Under a 2-year deal on team control. How's it going? It's not, so whatever you're doing, I don't know what the motivations are. I don't know what the reasons are. It's not working. It's not working for the Warriors. It's not working for you. That's why Aaron Turner is on such a, wow, wayward journey. What are you, like?
Did he tweet yesterday after he had no minutes again in the fourth quarter?
Like that with Aaron. What is it working? Is it working? Your goal was big money, big role, different team. How's it going? Just checking in. How's it going?
I mean, he got, I don't know if it's big money, but he got nice money. He got 24 in the pocket.
Turned a lot of guaranteed money down.
Right, but he also got his own potential freedom. I don't know if it depends on the team, but
like almost 2 years from now.
But I don't think that the team is going to want this around, honestly.
Yeah, but the Warriors have proven they're not moving him until they feel like it's the right deal that helps them.
Right, but they can move him January 15th, and the deadline's about a month later. So once you get to JK Day, I do think that there'll be a lot more of a, hey, look, JK, if you really want out of here, how about you start playing better so we can get more for you? If not, we'll just hold on to you. We'll keep not playing you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens in May.
Let's go to, we're talking also about Pat Spencer, which I just have such mixed feelings. It's so cool. What a great story. But also, if that's your story, if this is what gets us going with Warrior basketball right now, yikes. Like, there is a little bit of that. And that's not a slight on Pat. It's just like, this, it's such a knock on so many other players that this is what is catching fire with the fan base.
And that's why I'm struck today by big three, middle three, little three.
Yep.
We could talk about the big three. And Priest, if you want to call in with a they're too old, that drop I think fits now more than ever before because all three of them are currently hurt. The little three, Quentin Gee and Pat, man, they're fun to watch. The plucky little three, they're out there playing their little hearts out, and they almost won that game. The middle three, it's a head-scratcher. So for me, it's the three different threes, and then you put Buddy to the side, and you could put, you know, Al to the side, although Al's kind of part of the big three. Thank you, Priest. I do think that this team's got three different tiers of like, oh, you're the stars? You can't play. You're the next level? Oh, my God, you're not playing well. But look at these little guys. Gee, aren't you fun? And they are pretty fun. If only they could have won that game.
Is that what we're doing? Is that what, like, the Warriors play?
It's where we are, Mark.
I feel like we're like, you know what? We should make sure that the Warriors have orange slices at halftime. Can we send around a spreadsheet? Who wants to pitch in? Who wants to sign up for their week?
I'll buy them a bag of cuties.
We can bring some goldfish and maybe some orange slices.
They should move to Sacramento. You know why?
Because they're freaking adorable.
Thank you. I set you up for that.
Oh, gosh.
He played almost every second in the fourth. He was a plus 15.
I want to punch myself in the face
Patty
right
Spence
now.
Patty Spence played all 12. He was a plus 13.
He was great. He was great.
This is Quinted Post. He was a plus 11. Like, what do you want? Will Richard, I love him.
I want 12. I want a basketball team that's got some freaking swag, dude.
You know what you have with this team?
What?
A time machine. The 2027-28 Golden State Warriors. It's a great timeout.
Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. It's a great timeout. Oh, my gosh. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing today? I'm your age, Mark, roughly. I'm 51.
So not as old as Dibs. Got it. Okay.
Been watching the Warriors for a long time. Chris Mullin was my favorite player when I was a kid. And I think you're absolutely right when you say that it's kind of sad that the state of affairs that we're getting all jazzed about Pat, and it's not a knock on Pat, but the reason for that is because Pat and Gee and Will Richard and Post, they come in, they play like they want to be there. They play like they want to play basketball. They play with an energy. They come in with a little frenetic energy that, honestly, I haven't – with Pat Spencer, I haven't seen a player come in. He's kind of like a B-12 shot for the team when he comes in. And it's like I haven't seen a player come in and have that kind of little spark, that little energy since Sarunas Marcellonis from back in the day.
It's a good pull.
You know, he's like a little spitfire, you know, and it's fun to watch, and they play with a passion, like they want to be there, like they actually want to play basketball, like they're happy to be Warriors. And the other guys, who I love, and I love Moody, and I love GP2, and I love all those other guys, but lately they just don't seem like they want to. Like they're happy being basketball players. I don't know what it is, but the energy is just out of the room.
Joe, thanks. I think that just about all of them, maybe save one, want to be Warriors. It's no secret that I don't know that Jonathan Kuminga does. I don't know. I don't know if he wants to be a Warrior. Really, that's the one thing that, you know, he was only asked that one time through this entire process, and his answer was, "I'm here."
Yep.
Which is a complete non-answer. So I don't know if Jonathan wants to be a Warrior. I don't think Moses Moody or Brandon Pajemski like don't want to be Warriors. I just think that Moody's struggling right now, and Pods gets a little ahead of himself, maybe in terms of what's the right way to go about doing whatever your role is. Just because Joe brought it up, though, I will say this. I know a lot of people think that talent trumps all. I can tell you that if I were running a team all the way up to the high professional ranks, you want to know one thing I would never, ever, ever do is have a player on my team that didn't want to be there. I'm not interested.
Yeah, any business.
I don't care how awesome you are, Brandon Ayuk. I do not care. 1,300 yards, good for you. If you don't want to be here, gone. That's how I would handle it. Anytime somebody didn't want to be there.
And that should be every business. And I'll just say this, and I've said it before on the air, so I'm not afraid to reiterate it. But when our boss, Matt Nahegan, took over, I would say half our staff either didn't want to be here or were negative people. They mm-hmm. were miserable here. And he went about over a course of a matter of time to just be like, whoop, whoop, replace people who are disgruntled with people who are actually gruntled. And now you know this. Like, you go across our staff from, you know, Chickering to Zach to Ken to Pasta to all the other, like, rising stars, Grandy and Evan and Spadone, the rest. Everybody here is, like, into it.
Everybody here wants to be here.
Right. And so, as a result.
As far as I know. Lucas, you want to be here?
Yeah, I left Lucas out.
I do, but Grandy or Dibs named literally every person at the station besides me.
Okay. It's funny, Lucas, because you were here at the time of the disgruntled era, were you not?
I was.
And so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right, I don't think Matt also, knew who I was,
but
though.
You were gruntled.
But what's your title is director of sports or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you get the word director in your name.
It's management.
There's only two of you that have it. It's you and Matt.
True.
You're off the board.
You're the man now.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the other side over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bossing people around.
Yada! And stuff.
Exactly.
Totally. That was live from Lucas in the green room.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Let's stay right where we are, okay? What is it about Pat Spencer that has your attention? 888-957-9570. We'll keep going with your calls. Tim Kawakami in a little bit over an hour on Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.